Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry
on 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
Morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. It's our executive producer.
It's okay, Woods. It's National Blame Someone Else Day, so that wasn't your fault.
It literally was.
Blame me.
Nobody
Paul.
To blame but me. Or producer. I did the producer again. God. Hi, Paul.
You want to try it again?
I do. All right. Good morning, everybody. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That is Paul Reindel. It's our executive producer. That's a hard thing to say, kind of. Executive producer. Producer. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, also here with us this morning. Morning, Benjamin.
Hi, all.
Playing a little golf today, I see.
Yes. It's been actually a couple of weeks. I've had a very busy month at work, but going to take some time for me time.
Do you see what I'm looking at? Paulie, look at his shirt. What am I looking at?
Hang on.
It's a nice shirt.
What happened to it? Am I inside out?
No, you're not inside out. Stop. Don't move. Don't touch it. Stand there. Just look straight ahead. Paulie's going to get it. Did you get it out of the hamper?
Oh.
That's what I was talking about.
Just a little wrinkly?
A little.
It'll even itself out a little bit.
What is in
I'm not a great folder. Just kind of toss it into the drawer.
You don't hang those?
No, not the golf shirts. They just go in a drawer.
You fold them.
Yeah.
I was even looking at the
wrinkles. What were you looking
but
at?
Then after, you know, a week, they get jostled in there and they...
Sit straight up like you were.
Okay.
I don't know if you can see it. The shadow of the microphone arm was casted onto your chest, and it
looked like a wiener.
Looked like a really big wiener.
I didn't even know. Yes, it does. I didn't notice that. All right, playing a nice place today too.
Yeah,
I don't mean to make you feel self-conscious, but I was looking at it this morning. I go, all right.
I don't want to brag, but I play at a lot of nice places. That's whoa, kind of, I like whoa, to play whoa, golf at nice
whoa,
places.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, here's the reason.
Wouldn't everybody, if they had that opportunity?
Here's the reason I bring it up. Got a DM 5 minutes ago, out of the blue, from Edgar.
It's amazing.
A guy named Edgar. Literally 5 minutes ago. 9:54, or 5:54 a.m. Lol, Paul, both Ben and Woods need some better outfits. Lol, a little more swag. Ha, ha, ha. I said, where? I said, shoes and just gear. Ha, ha, make them a little younger. I said, meh.
He thinks he's talking to me.
He does. He's talking to me. I was answering. So he's saying that I've now been put in your category. I have nice gear. My S isn't wrinkled like that.
It's not a fashion contest. It's a golf contest.
That's fair. That's fair. Ben's going to lull him to sleep. Oh, look at this guy in the wrinkly shirt. I bet he can't play. And then you go out and dominate.
You know who my favorite golfer growing up was? PGA Tour golfer?
John Daly.
Craig Stadler.
Oh, my God. The walrus.
The walrus.
Guy always looked like he rolled out of
exactly.
bed.
Exactly.
Yeah, he did. Well, have fun today. I'm very jealous. I'm going to go home today and do nothing. Try to do nothing. I've got the big Seals game tonight. I've got the bubble.
Oh, that's right.
Got the bubble guts already. I'm already sorry. I know people hate when I do that, but I'm trying to. My throat is cashed. It's been cashed since the last Seals game on Saturday. Don't know how I'm going to get through it. So I've got the anxiety of that. I got the bubble guts of being nervous for the game. And so I got to, going to go home and hopefully my wife, steps up today and just takes the kid out of my purview. Just lets me relax. Doubt that's going to happen.
You could actually care for your children and rest your voice at the same time.
No, I need rest. I need to rest my body and my mind. She's not going to buy that, is she?
Good luck.
I mean, I'm having trouble buying it, so I'm guessing that she's going to have some trouble buying it as well.
You know what part I think she's going to like the most is when I just told her to step up. I think she's going to like that. Tell your wife to step up today and see how that goes for you. Everybody should text your significant other, hey, I need you to step up today. See how that goes. You can send us the replies. It's not going to go well for you. It's not going to go well for me either. How was everyone's day yesterday? What did you guys do?
Mine was, it was fine. It was Thursday, which is my TV Friday, so kind of got to the end of the week. Tired, just have been working a lot lately. I went and I felt like Chinese food for dinner, and okay. I don't really have a go-to place. I just wanted to get, some root rice and some chicken dish. And
yeah.
I found a place that was not too far from the station, and it got really good Yelp reviews. And I thought, all right, I'll go try it, just get some takeout Chinese. It was so bad, and I hate when I waste a meal. Like, I could not finish it. I ate, a quarter of it, and I go, this is terrible. It's soggy and not crispy, and it just was bad. And
bad Chinese is bad.
It was just bad, bad.
It's maybe the worst. If you're going to, I had bad pizza last night, and it was bad. But it was still fine. It was fine.
See, pizza.
This cafeteria pizza.
Bad pizza is still pizza.
Right. That's what I mean. Right. And so I got
at
pizza.
At its base, it's toasted bread, cheese, tomato sauce.
Well, so I got there. We ordered it. Great reviews. Same. And I go, oh, this looks good. And I had it ordered and sent to my home. We needed something easy. Bo had swim class, the whole thing. And I said, let's get a couple pizza and salad. It came and we opened it and I went, what is the, there's probably no BS, 6 or 7 places around me that have decided, what model we want to use for our pizza here at Joe's Pizza House? Cafeteria style, from when you were a little kid. That's what we want. It's almost like Wonder Bread with Ragu and cheese on top. We toast it up. It's garbage. It was garbage. There's no, it's the model for so many places by where we live.
Now, is it the place, or sometimes it's the fact it gets delivered and it's not the same stuff that left the oven, And I feel bad for some restaurants because, hey, you get something delivered and there's 4 stops before you and it's steaming in a box or in somewhere.
No, the flavor is the flavor. The flavor is the flavor. And if you get really, really good pizza, even if it's a little cold, it still tastes good, right? Cold pizza is solid. This got there, it's decently warm, but as soon as I looked at it, I go, the high school cafeteria pizza. We all know what it is. It was the same for you at Torrey Pines,
sure,
and me at Grapevine High, and Paul at whatever high school you went to. That's it. It's the same. Cafeteria pizza remains the same. And I don't know.
Ours was cut in a big rectangle.
And I don't know why people business owners in and around North County where we live have decided, you know, I'm going to open a pizza shop. I'm just going to bring it back to the cafeteria style pizza.
It's funny because I would say
it was fine.
From when I was a kid to now, food is so much better. Competition, the bad places get driven out by better places, and you know, and those better places then have to get better or something new comes out. Take sub sandwiches. I remember when the Subway first opened. It was a revelation.
You like sandwiches out there?
It was like, wow, this is unbelievable.
Paulie, Ben and I were literally around for the opening of Subway.
Yeah.
I mean, like when it burst on the scene. I remember finishing up baseball practice and being like, oh my God, Mom, can we please go to Subway? Can we please get the meatball sub, the steak sandwich? You're like, this is unbelievable. Be tough to eat it now.
And then, you know, something new comes, a submarine. Oh, this is way better than Subway. And then Jersey Mike's comes. And, wow, this is, I mean.
You were not around.
And now there's a bunch of different places where I can go, and sub sandwiches are just way, way better than they were when I was a kid.
We weren't around?
Subway opened in 1965.
Well, around here, it was definitely not that early.
I was in Connecticut, and I'm talking, this had to be.
It did open in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
I'm talking 80, when we got one in our town, I'm talking 88. Maybe I was
sounds about right.
13,
yeah.
87, 88, after baseball.
That's probably
down
when their
there.
Expansion was maybe going on.
I mean, I couldn't have been more excited every day after practice to go get a sub sandwich. Now, if I have to eat it, it's like, I don't want to do this. I really don't want to do this. Jersey Mike's exists. I went there yesterday. Had a delicious sandwich all by myself. One of my favorite pastimes to do is just go get a Jersey Mike's.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I know you love it.
And watch some TV on my phone and try to get a little bit of a peace in my life. Well, hopefully you guys out there enjoyed a little peace. It was peaceful with no Padres game last night. That's for sure. I missed it. I lamented that it wasn't on. But I also was, you know, kind of like, all right, this is cool. I don't feel like I have to watch TV at all. Watched a little bit of baseball last night. Some pretty wild games. Decent night in Major League Baseball, but you know, I miss the Padres when they're off, but I feel like they could have used, they needed that break. And now, Braves tonight's going to be electric. Can't wait. Bob Mellon, who is our buddy Roman, tweets in and says, Woods is clown, Paul has drip.
Oh my God. I always like that, Roman.
Roman, when you're 46, you don't want drip. That's a true statement. You don't want to be drippy 46-year-olds get laughed at by other non-drippy 46-year-olds.
That's a good point. You know, like
the suits
that Eric Hosmer wears?
Yeah.
If he's still wearing them in 12, 13 years, it's just going to be like, dude.
Blake Snell at 53 years old, you're going to be like, you got Jordans on. Like, it doesn't work. You hit a certain age. And it just doesn't fly. It just doesn't fly. Haven't we all laughed our ass off at the 45, 46-year-old dad that's trying to look drippy? I laugh my balls off every time I see that guy. And believe you me, Ben and I live in Encinitas. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. Right? You see those guys?
Yeah.
So I'm fine. I'm into leisure wear, and that's pretty much all I'm going
to
wear.
Do we need to define drip? Is there people in the audience who may not be familiar with the usage of that term?
No, I think people know what drip is. Right? Just like, how would you define it if you had to?
Ben, how would you define drip?
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I'm not sure. I would say it's a... Like a unique sense of style.
It's not very unique, though. That's the thing.
True, yeah.
It's like everybody that considers themselves drippy all look the same.
Drip has always been around. It's just been called something different.
Did the Rat Pack have drip? Yes.
Yeah. It just wasn't called drip.
They didn't call it drip. They called it class, style, elegance.
Did they call it swag for a while?
Not back then.
But no, but at some point in our life, maybe.
Urban Dictionary defines it as an adjective to describe your outfit, similar to swag, steez, something like that.
Steez.
Nuts.
The other thing that doesn't do any of us favors, in particular you guys.
Our weight.
All that.
How did you get... Our size.
How did you gain all the weight?
Well, you guys are in most of the photos and videos that we put out.
Yeah.
We also do morning radio.
There's
nobody here to impress.
No. God.
Sales staff, I mean, half the
they're here once a week.
Yeah, half the people are working from home, so we're able to kind of just cruise in joggers and Crocs and a sweatshirt
and wrinkly golf shirts.
Look, we have the afternoon show, and we have one of the stations that is simulcast on, you know, a stream with cameras in the studio. Yeah, I'm dressing a hell of a lot better than I do at 4 a.m.
Yeah, there's
no cameras on.
There's no question about it. Well, listen, I don't want to be drippy. I feel like I would look like a clown if I dressed drippy. I'm a dad. I'm a father of two. And I'm very into athleisure. That's going to be my look for the rest of my life, unless we lose this job and I have to dress up. But we'll have a fun show for you today, my friends. Mark Loretta will join us at 8:35 for our Friar Friday. Very excited about Mark Loretta. Also, he was one of our favorite drops. For a long time, one of our favorite flubs, Blark Loretta is what you called him the one time. I'd like to find that, Paulie, from the archives if we could before we have him on. Blark Loretta. And then we've got our pal Craig Elston at 7:35 going to be joining us. Well, it's Friday. No Pottery game last night.
Where has Blark Loretta been?
Who's Blark Loretta? There it is.
Where has Blark Loretta been?
Who's Blark Loretta?
It's one of my favorites. One more time.
Where has Blark Loretta been?
Where's Blark Loretta?
I think I got Loretta okay, but
I don't
Blark
think so.
Was definitely
I don't think so, buddy.
That was...
That was like 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Thursday, March 4th, 2021.
Okay, last year. He's so good.
Where has Blark Loretta been?
Who's Blark Loretta?
Blark Loretta.
Blark Loretta.
Well, we know where he is now. He's going to be on Ben and Woods this morning in our management report at 8:35. Because remember, he is officially a part of Padres... senior management now.
I do have drip, actually. It's the post-nasal drip with all my snorting.
Every morning. Every morning. All right, we'll wrap up our week of daily ditties, bands, artists that start with the letter H. Let's see, Woods, you get to choose the last one this week. And then I'll get you an update on the Robinson Cano talk from yesterday morning. Padres apparently still interested, but I haven't seen anything final yet. So talk about that coming up and much, much more. Glad to have you with us Friday morning with Ben and Woods. Almost weekend time right here on San Diego's number one sports station. Let's check traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Today I watch the boats moving through the harbor, walking on water in your arms. I'd stay forever if I could.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
tingly. You look perplexed.
Yeah, I'm just thinking H's, and it's not coming to me.
Last name, H.
Come on.
Hendrix.
Yes!
There we go.
Take on Ben.
I think I was thinking first names first.
And Harry Hendrix. Yeah. You nailed it. Now the great Jimi Hendrix.
James Hendrix.
Voodoo Child. Slight return. Listen to how dirty this is. Joe's not a voodoo child. You are not a voodoo child. I don't even know what it is. I just know you're not it.
I'd say not also knowing what that is. That's probably accurate.
You should get shirts, not a voodoo child. How are our shirts doing, by the way?
Probably not very well because Polly put on the rundown, remind listeners about our merch store. That seems like a screaming red flag that people have stopped ordering Ben and Woods
merch. Well, listen, I don't want to beat people over the heads with it. It's just a gentle reminder.
Remember, we're not really making money off of this. We just wanted to make it available to all those who requested it.
Well, it's good marketing for us. You know, you wear our shirts out and people see it. That's great.
Did we ever even get a final result?
No, did we get a final tally?
On our design Woods, a shirt contest?
Bo's shirts.
The tier one Bo's shirt.
Yeah. I love seeing it, too. Makes me so happy. Our buddy Travis wore it to the Seals game the other night and walked down and kind of gave me showed it to me. It looks so cool.
Yeah, Woodsy, clear number one. My shirt came in second. Ben's Colonel Budget shirt, close third.
Bronze medal. That's not bad.
Third place.
Top three out of three isn't bad.
Yeah, top three. You don't know how many there were. I just say top three.
Nothing wrong with bronze.
T-shirt design contest. Top three finisher.
I liked your shirt a lot.
Speaking of music, since this is our Daily Diddy segment, I don't know.
Are you ready to blast?
Don't know why someone decided to just slander Bobby Cressy last night on our timeline.
I saw that here this morning.
Twitter account called GoBirds0817 just tweeted at us saying, our organ player for the Padres is good. But he has got nothing on the Dodgers guy. That dude is awesome. I mean, it seemed just gratuitous at 9 at night. It's not like
just out of the
game
blue
was on. You know, you were listening. Maybe he was listening to the Dodger guy or something. But
No. Weren't the Dodgers on the road?
No, they were at home
last night.
They hosted the Phillies and lost. But I guess some good organing might have been going on at the moment.
I mean, you can have all the good organing you want. Nobody plays an organ like Robert Cressy. Nobody. He's the GOAT.
I can
play anything.
So I went with the poll. I said, I know how this is going to go. So I put up a poll just to see if we could defend the honor. Did you not see that?
I did not see that.
I said, which organ player is the best? At Bobby Cressy, Padres, Dieter Ruhl of the Dodgers.
His name's Dieter?
Dieter. And right now, with over 500 votes in, Bobby Cressy is narrowly winning that vote, 91.3% to 8.7%.
I mean, it's not even close. And Bobby's so
I'm
handsome.
Feel bad for the Dodger guy almost. He's like, what did I do? Why am I getting
that's
trapped?
Fair enough, yeah.
F all y'all.
Dieter wakes up, great, what's going on with this? Why am I in this poll? I don't know that he's German, but when your name's Dieter, I'm going to assume. What do you guys want to hear out there? Great. So good. Let's go, Dodgers. I don't know. Bobby rules. Bobby came in and did our Christmas extravaganza. Was incredible. I want him now every single year.
He's screwed. He's coming in every
year. He's got to. Yeah, I mean, the price is just going to go up and up and up because he's so in demand. But, yeah, I didn't understand that either. Well, the guy that tweeted that is getting dragged, and that makes me very happy, so.
I mean, to each their own, I guess,
with
musical preference, you can have your own opinions. We can all think that they're incorrect, and I just wanted to make sure that we defended our beloved Bobby Cressy a little bit this morning.
Wow, anytime.
He didn't do anything wrong. He's just sitting there probably.
Just being a badass.
Either he's got a gig last night or he's just at home with family and someone's coming at him.
He is the guy. Now, there's a lot of guys out there that make me look bad, right, as far as their husbanding goes, their fathering goes. Bobby, perhaps, is the worst. Bobby makes me look the worst to my wife. Like, my wife loves Jake Cronenworth. Everyone knows that bit. Secretly, though, Bob Cressy is on her list. And the list is long. But Bobby will work all night. He'll stay up learning new music all night. Then he'll wake up and bake a cake for his kid's birthday, homemade from scratch. Then he'll go out into the garden. You know how my wife feels about gardening. He'll go out into the garden and plant tulips or make mulch or I don't know. I have no idea. Like spreading mulch out there in the hot sun. It's just stuff I won't do. I'm sitting inside with my hand in my pants watching baseball. And she's like, why can't you be more like Bobby Cressy? Well, I don't know. It's a good question. And he's so nice and kind and sweet. He's my number one. He's the one that makes me look the worst at home.
I must say, he kills it, at least when I see what he posts on Twitter.
He's the GOAT, man.
Everything. So
the GOAT.
Just had to defend him. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about the update on Robinson Cano. You also have a
Is there one? Ish,
I guess. I'll give you an ish update. Red hot C.J. Abrams ever since they sent him down.
Paulie and I had a funny exchange about this morning, and we'll bring that to you. About A.J. Preller lying in bed last night going, oh, my God. Did I make the wrong decision?
Yes, no. I think it's worth talking about. I had someone at work come up to me last night and ask me.
Yeah. There are a lot of listeners.
About it. Yeah, it's a topic here for sure. So we'll do that coming up next. Ben Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He ever saw this music was yesterday. Our buddy Corey Stewart sent it over to Bobby Cressy. Sheet music for the new Lady Gaga Top Gun sequel theme song, Hold My Hand. Bobby's like, I got a gig, but let me sit down and play through it once. First time he's ever played it, and that's it. Beautiful.
Incredible skill.
You hear his kids in the background playing with like a squeaky
beautiful.
Toy or something.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Stunning.
My streak is intact, Woods, I would like to say. For like the 100th straight time when everyone tweets, did you feel that earthquake just now? The answer is no.
Didn't feel
I did
it
not
either.
Feel it. We're on the sixth floor of a building.
God. Oh, God.
Did not feel it, but I'm getting a lot of tweets on my timeline. That was a big one. Did you feel it? So apparently, at least some North County peeps saying we just had a little quake. I get those push alerts. Hey, did you feel it? We just had a 3.2. No, I have not felt one in a while. Knock on wood. I guess that's a good thing. I mean, but I did not feel it. If you just felt one, not here on the sixth floor of our Odyssey studios.
You didn't? No, I didn't.
We just had one?
Apparently, we just had one just moments ago.
I rarely 3.7
earthquake reported near Palomar Observatory.
Okay.
So maybe we're too far south.
Moved here in 2010. We had a big one on Easter of 2010.
I remember that
and
one.
It scared me too.
Padres, the Petco Park foul poles were swaying back and forth.
I lived in a little one bedroom in North Park. I had just moved to town. And I'm not kidding you guys when I tell you I was sitting cross-legged on my bed watching some sporting event. What would it have been on? It was Easter, wasn't it? On Easter,
it was. Yeah, I mean there was a Padre game on.
I think
while it
that's probably so, what I was watching. Yeah. And I'm sucking down hot wings from Hooters, and I'm not even kidding. Sitting cross-legged on my bed, like the just disgusting. I don't even think I had a table. I just moved here, and I'm eating hot wings. And it was my first earthquake ever. Now I lived in Texas, so I've been through the tornado scene, been through all of that. Chicago through the gnarly blizzards and ice storms. That was the scariest thing I'd ever been through.
I know people, especially who don't live here or haven't lived here, some of them go, how do you live in a place where there's earthquakes?
Yeah.
And we all go, how do you live in a place where there's tornadoes?
How do you live in a place where it rains and it's cold?
Is there any part of the country that doesn't have some sort of quote-unquote natural disaster?
I'm trying to think.
Because I don't think there really is. So if I had to
What if you live in North Dakota? Blizzards?
Yeah. Blizzard, yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
Weather slash natural disaster. I mean,
Midwest, you get your tornadoes.
The whole West Coast gets the earthquakes.
West Coast gets the earthquakes. I mean,
what does Arizona get?
The heat.
Blazing.
Is that a natural disaster?
120. Yeah. I was 125 degrees one day when I was there in my car. Like, 125 degrees.
I'll take the earthquakes that I feel every like 5 years.
I will say I was in I was a freshman in college up in LA when the Northridge quake struck. That was pretty scary in the middle of the night. That was a big one. You remember how bad that one was? That was pretty nuts.
I don't.
You weren't here for that.
No, I wasn't
one,
here.
But, Southern Californians will remember that one.
I need to text the family, make sure everybody's okay.
I mean, 3.7 is not going to be a lot of damage or anything.
My wife has lived here her entire life, and she's like, I've never felt one. Her entire life. Never lived outside of the radius of Encinitas, 5 miles, and never has felt one. So I doubt she felt it.
All right, we'll get to some Padres talk here. Robinson Cano, is he going to be joining the team for this trip? What's the latest on that? Plus, looking ahead to this series against the Atlanta Braves. First, though, let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. So, nothing has been officially announced by the Padres, Woodsy, when it comes to signing Robinson Cano. I will say that the sources that we have, I'd be surprised if it doesn't.
I would feel the same way.
I mean, anything.
I think it's almost a done deal.
Anything can fall through at the last minute, and until the
Scherzer, maybe
until it's everything is signed and done. You know, things can change. But given the current trajectory, my expectation is that the Padres will sign Robinson Cano to a minimum deal. Obviously, the Mets are still paying the bulk of his salary, and they are going to use him as a backup infielder, occasional designated hitter, you know, pinch hitting option against right-handers late in games is what I'm understanding that this move is about.
I honestly, do we even think we're going to see him in the field at all, ever? Do we ever think he's going to go out there and be patrolling second base for this team?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Bob Melvin is pretty clear and has always been consistent. If you're on his team, he will not forget about you. You will play. You may not play every day, but he'll get you out there once a week. I mean, he doesn't want anyone to go stale.
We have the DH now. He can DH,
but so, I mean, does that, well, what if Jake Cronenworth needs a day off? Who's going to play second other than Robinson Cano? I guess Austin Nola could go out there.
I've heard that bit too many times to believe it.
What if Ha-Sung Kim needs a day off? Yeah. Slide Cronenworth over to short.
See, I mean, anytime an infielder needs to get off his feet, you're going to need Robinson Cano out there.
Azokar plays left. I guess. I don't like that. I just, if you're a left-handed bat off the bench to pinch hit, that's the role for him. I don't know that if we need to be rolling out 39-year-olds that are really at the end of their career to play second base. And you know, look, the defense is very important. And it started off so well for the Padres. Then it's gotten pretty sloppy ever since. So the right side of your infield now is Eric Hosmer and Robinson Cano when one of these guys needs a day off. Not super high on that, to be honest with you. So I would rather have – I mean, is the Alcantara guy – they're not going to have room for all the guys that they got. Is he going to be done already?
Well, I would assume he'd be DFA'd.
Sent down, or DFA'd.
One of those guys. Stopgap for a few days in case someone got hurt. You got to fill your roster. You got to have someone there. The fact that he hasn't gotten in yet, we haven't seen him, tells me he was more of an emergency piece than someone they really consider. Oh, we've been had our eye on this guy for a long time. We really like him. They needed a 26-man on the roster who happened to be an infielder. He was on waivers. They were able to grab him cheaply for a few days is what I'm seeing, at least.
Yeah, look, the move in and of itself yesterday or when it is finally announced, it doesn't blow my hair back and make me go, yes, I love this move. This is going to be a sneaky good move. I mean, look, I sat in here and I'll be honest with you. I ripped the Dodgers last year for signing what I thought was a washed up Albert Pujols. Dude played pretty well for them. Like, played really well from pinch hitting, you know, the occasional very, very rare start at first base. When they did interleague games, nice. You got a DH. Your DH is Albert Pujols. And he put up pretty decent numbers. I'm not expecting that here from him.
I'm expecting a similar usage, though.
Yeah,
you know,
probably.
The occasional DH, the once in a while out in the field just to spell someone, get them off their feet. But if Robinson Cano is out there several days a week in the field, you've done something wrong.
You got a problem.
Yeah.
You got a problem.
Now, you know, I think there's still a lot of unknown. Yeah, he's not gotten off to a good start this year, and the Mets decided that they wanted to go in a different direction, but he didn't play at all in 2021. He was on the PED suspension.
Yes.
2020, he was still pretty productive offensively. So, I mean, you can certainly see a world in which, all right, a little time off, finally, you know, gets locked in at some point, and he could be someone who contributes and is someone important offensively for the Padres moving forward this season.
I mean, I hope so. Isn't there not another roster crunch coming soon? We have to go to 26, man.
They're at 26.
Are they? I thought they were 27.
No, they're still 20. They're 26. Okay. They have to.
You have to have 13 pitchers?
I think they have to reduce a pitcher and add a position player at the end of May here. They extended that. There was going to be the maximum number of, 13 pitchers was going to be the maximum. Yeah. And I think the Padres currently have 14 pitchers. You were allowed to keep one extra for another month. But, you know, that bodes well for Robinson Cano. That means, you know, they're going to need to add a position player at some point. So,
I mean, look, it's very, very low risk, low money, the whole thing. It's not going to make me scratch my head. We did kind of, Paulie and I were laughing this morning. I looked on Twitter. I wasn't on Twitter much last night, but I did see that CJ Abrams did hit another bomb last night.
Correct.
Third bomb and seven at-bats. He has seven at-bats. He has three home runs.
Less than half of his at-bats, he's hitting a home run at AAA.
It's AAA.
Yeah, let's not go overboard here.
Right, yeah.
It's not like he's hitting more
it's
than
not like he's hitting
50% home
right,
runs. Yeah, it's
right.
Just less than 50% home
those
run rate.
Only 45% of the time.
Yeah, so I saw that, and I was talking to Paul and go, imagine if you're A.J. Preller. That's obviously what you want. And they wanted that kid to get five at-bats a game, every single game, and just to get the groove going again. He had a good look up here at the big league level. Not the level, really, that you want, or the team. The team's not in the position, Ben, where you want to have guys trying to figure it out at this level. I think you're trying to compete for a World Series. You're trying to compete for a playoff spot. So I'm fine with him being sent down. Does it do anything for you at all? Paulie and I pictured A.J. Preller laying in bed last night going, did I send him down too early?
I know as a fan you probably think that. The worst thing that could happen for A.J. Preller is to send C.J. Abrams to AAA and feel like, man, we hurt his confidence up here at the big leagues. Now he's not hitting at AAA.
Great point.
You know, that's what you're afraid of seeing, that he gets off to a really slumping start at El Paso. So I think if you're A.J., there's no second thoughts. You're going, oh, man, I'm so glad that he still has that confidence. He goes right in, you know, hits that pitching. He'll be back up here before you know it, probably. We'll see C.J. Abrams again, and maybe one with a little perspective, a little different confidence, you know, has that experience under his belt that he'll just be a little more, even more readier this time when he gets the second call to the big league. So, no, I don't think there's any, like, second guessing or any consternation on the part of the Padres or A.J. Preller. It's thank goodness that it looks like we didn't damage this guy by bringing him up too soon and, you know, giving him a taste of struggling for really the first time, because, you know, he got struggled in his minor league career. Similarly, you know, Fernando Tatis Jr. has never really struggled in his big league career. That's so unusual, Woods.
Yeah, he's slumped, but he's never taken that big 0-for-30.
He's really, I mean, it's hard to say that there's ever been a massive slump. Yeah, there's a couple weeks where he was hitting in the 200s, you know, but we know what slumps look like.
That happens
to everybody,
yeah.
You've seen Hosmer, Myers, you know, we're talking about hitting, 130 over the last month. That's a slump. Fernando Tatis Jr. has never really endured that on the big league level, and that is so crazy and unique that he really figured it out right away when he got up to the big leagues and has never had that, all right, well, now the pitchers are going to figure him out, and now he's going to take 2 or 3 weeks to react and adjust to them. Not really. He adjusts so quickly, and I think it's one of the reasons why it's almost a bit that when he comes off an injured list, you know, he comes off of COVID, has a huge game coming back, he has that ability to just adjust so instantly to whatever, you know, they're throwing at him, that he can have success right away where other players don't really have that ability to get locked in that quickly.
Yeah, I think you'll see CJ up here. You'll see CJ up here again this season. I mean, he's I love that, though. That was a really good point you make. Didn't mope, didn't whine, took his, you know, demotion, as it were, and has gone down there and done nothing but mash since he's gotten there. So that's good sign. And the Cano thing. I mean, if it's announced today and it's official and he's in there and getting a couple ABs tonight, I'm not tuning away. Are you? I mean, I'm excited to see him. I just don't know what he's got left in the tank. Happy to eat a big giant plate of crow, though. I don't see it working out, but I hope it does.
Well, interesting matchup tonight, Yu Darvish against Max Fried, the former Padres farmhand, who in his two career starts against the Padres has absolutely dominated the Padres. Last year, 9 innings, 3 hits, no runs, and then one appearance before that, it was like 7 innings, 4 hits, and 1 run.
Cool.
So 16 innings, 1 run against the Padres in his career. So they're going to need to do something different, figure something out, or Yu Darvish is going to need to twirl a gem to get the Padres off to a good start on this road trip tonight in Atlanta. They, of course, missed Fried. He was the one pitcher they didn't face in that 4-game series when the Braves came to Petco Park, the first 4 home games of the season for the Padres. So they don't get that benefit this time, and they'll have to face him right off to start this trip.
How Braves playing a little bit better than they were, yes?
A little bit better. They are a couple of games under 500. Not, they don't look like the World Series champs yet, but they certainly haven't played themselves out of it at this point in the season.
Yeah, second place right now, 15-17. Mets are rolling right now.
Didn't have Acuna back either the first series, right? And he's returned as well. So
9-9 at home, 6-8 away. Let's see. Yeah, run differential's crap, -6.
Padres is +8, so not a huge difference.
It's going to be a war of attrition here this year. 3-game set?
Yep, 3 games, and then another off day, and then to Philly for 3. You may miss Bryce Harper for the first one.
Played last night.
Yeah, but he's going to get a PRP injection on Sunday. They said I'll keep him out Sunday and maybe into Tuesday.
He just can't throw, right?
So he can't throw. So he's just DHing, but he's able to hit. They're going to give him a day or two off for the PRP injection, and then it'll go right back to hitting. But you may miss him like on the first day of the series, depending on how he responds to that PRP injection initially. But for the most part, Phillies have been, you know, a little higher quality of opponent. They same record as the Braves, actually. They're both 15-17 going into today. So those are your two more East Coast stops to start this road trip coming up for the Padres.
Yeah, I look at this and I look at some of the pitching that you're going to be running up against, and I think, all right, like this is we're back to some really solid arms that you're going to have to figure out a way to score runs against. So, I don't know.
Can't use that as an excuse.
No, this could be a big one though.
Anyone facing the Padres goes, hey, we're facing some really solid arms in this series.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, that's not an excuse to say, all right, well, expect the Padres to struggle a bit here because they're going against better pitching. You have to be able to win games against better pitching. They're going to face a lot of it. They haven't faced, any of the first place team, the Mets, the Brewers, the top half of most of those divisions, Cardinals. They have lots of games left against teams who are going to throw some good pitching at them. So schedule gets a little bit more difficult starting this road trip for sure.
All right, man. Well, listen, you Darvish on the bump tonight. He's the one, needs to pitch like one. Max Fried is going to be very, very difficult. But listen, Hosmer's hit lefties pretty well this season, really well, actually. Cronenworth seems to get is more locked in. Myers had some decent swings the other day, damn near tied the game. Voit had a couple of bombs. You do look at the lineup and go, all right, let's go. I mean, I really don't want to see Trent Grisham leading off tonight against a Max Fried, but I'd like to see him out there and try to get this thing going for him, man. He's an integral piece of this team.
And remember, Padres are just a game behind the Dodgers. Dodgers lost again last night, 9-7 to those Phillies. And had a chance. They had the bases loaded, nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning, and were unable to score.
You're kidding.
But Dodgers did, yeah. Oh. The Phillies scored two. And the Phillies blew a 7-1 lead.
Whoa.
And you're thinking, oh man, they're going to lose this one. And then they scored a couple in the top of the ninth, and then the Dodgers go out, load the bases with nobody out. And the Phillies got out of the jam to hold on and win that game 9-7. I think the Dodgers have lost, three or four or something?
Yeah.
Right now. So it can happen. It's not going to happen a lot this season. Do you want to take advantage when they do struggle a little
bit? Probably trade for Shane Bieber today and J-Ram. They'll throw in J-Ram as well.
I'll guess some Ben Woods appear on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads. Take on Woods. A little NFL schedule talk when we come back. Ben Woods here on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.